Hello and welcome back to Real Events. I'm your host Larry Kaufmanis. Today, I have breaking wheel events I want to share with you guys. My 12-year-old nephew Derek came up to me and said that his school was making him take IQ test. Guys, I want you to tell your children this. All IQ tests and aptitude tests are bullshit. Pure genuine Chinese 100% bullshit. I'm pretty sure that I had to take a real one as a kid when I attended community school. It was fucking brutal and tedious. It consisted of a lot more than just 30-something true or false questions. Basically, IQ tests are the most retarded thing that the US education system has created. Unlike other liberals, I'm not so deep into the hole that I feel the need to quantify literally everything with a fucking decimal point. This is why I think we should abolish and ban IQ tests from this country. We all know Joe Biden's gonna change the world by doing that. In fact, I'm gonna start a virtual school of my own someday. Just to really stick it to the system. Another thing, people say the goal of a nation is to treat foreigners like shit and give them shitty jobs and houses. Here are three reasons why that is fucking wrong. 1. Goal of a nation is not to make jobs for foreigners. You view citizenship as nothing more than an economic unit worker. To be replaced if they don't want the work for the absolute lowest wages. 2. Community matters. If you fill your nation with foreigners, it causes white flight. There is a value to having a neighborhood where you belong. We have studies that show diversity equals lower trust and correlated with more suicide. 3. During times of unrest, war, these economic immigrants will flee to greener pastures. These economic units won't fight to defend your nation. So this type of immigration doesn't work long term. Now, I've seen the recent Black Lives Matter, and I have this to say. I have mixed feelings about violent protests. Ideally, there should be no violent protests, and recent moral arguments would persuade people to change, but we don't live in a world governed by philosopher kings. Every major movement from the suffragettes to the civil rights activists needed to use violent tactics to pressure the state into making the concessions we now take for granted. Violence does solve problems, but only rarely and when done intelligently. Unfortunately, violence is chaotic, and even the most calculated violence causes collateral ruin, solving one problem just to create more. A smart BLM leader would recognize the importance of violently confronting the police and the state to achieve her goals, but the rioters destroying innocent people's lives would be inevitable. The rioters themselves are just opportunists out to loot stuff or take revenge against the white man. So if you were a BLM leader, you would have to try minimizing the rioting and other dangerous idiocy while assuming responsibility. So that's all I got for now. Bye guys.